When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Some of you have never fallen down UFO rabbit holes on YouTube at 3 a.m. and it shows.
That's Joe Rogan.
That is you, Pete Blackburn.
Wait, I tweeted that?
You tweeted that.
Probably during a marble stream.
What year was this?
This is pretty telling. This is May of 2020.
Yep, that sounds right.
Yeah, that explains a lot.
What's brewing, everybody? This is Brews and Bruins, the Hockey Podcast Network podcast presented by Pride Diehards, sponsored by DraftKings. I'm Chris. I'm here with Drew. Cameron was arrested yesterday in Baltimore for not drinking Natty Bo, so Lancey's filling in for him for the next 8 to 15 months. Also, welcome back to the show, our friend Pete Blackburn. Pete, how you doing?
Hey, buddy. Hey, everybody. How are we?
Doing good.
Sorry,
my cockroaches in my apartment, so I'm in a different location than normal.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That's not what you want to hear.
No,
Drew's having a bad week. I've had a bad year, but you know, it's everything is doing.
I've had a bad life, so it's we're all eating each other out.
Things are looking up for Chris, though. So
okay, if you say so.
Well, it can't get much worse.
Chris
than
is the
a
beacon
bad
of life.
So. Oh man. All right. Drew, you said you had something for us drink-wise?
I just did it on the Jack episode. We're rating it on the Jack scale.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Then we don't have to worry about that.
But
Peter, are you drinking anything? We don't need to do drinks if not.
No, I'm not. I had a Spindrift at my desk.
Okay. Yeah, I got Peace Tea, which is 71% of my daily sugar allowance, but those allowances don't know what I'm made of, so... I'm going to eat and drink as much sugar as I can. Lance, you've got Cold Harbor.
I do. I have my annual traditional, however many times I'm on this show, Novocaine from Cold Harbor, 37s all around.
I got the precept still. I'm going to switch to a Down East. I'm going to say 20 out of 37 and 30 out of 37. And you can decide which that is.
All right, cool. Pete, I wanted to make sure that we did like a really good hard-hitting interview with you right now. So I went to Copilot, the AI, and asked, generate me some questions for Pete Blackburn. And it said, if you're interviewing Pete Blackburn, a well-known hockey reporter, here are some tailored interview questions that can help you delve into his expertise, experiences, and insights. And I saw one question that was really, really felt...
This ought to be good.
Like the question for you. Famously, you're an impartial reporter. So how do you balance your love for the sport with the need for impartial reporting?
I don't. I'm pretty obnoxious about what I care about. So at one point in my life, I cared about presenting as unbiased for like a little bit. And then I turned like 22 and I was like, this shit sucks. So I'm just going to do whatever I want.
All right. Yeah, that was not a serious question. So the Bruins backed their way into the playoffs facing the Toronto Maple Leafs, who have lost their last four games, giving up 22 goals. And Austin Matthews failed to hit 70 goals. Who has the worst vibes to start their Stanley Cup run?
Well, one of them is the Maple Leafs heading into the Stanley Cups. So I'm going to say the Leafs. We had Steve Dangle on our show earlier today. He seemed very, very resigned to the fact that like this series is already over before the regular season is even officially over. I feel like this could be the year. Maybe it's just me kind of bracing myself, but I think that a first round playoff choke really kind of changes a man, and seeing what happened to the Bruins last year, I'm vibes are off, man.
It's because there's no yellow seats anymore. It's got to be that.
I mean, that could be like the curse for the Bruins, the curse of the black seats at TD Garden.
I mean, you can already see this affecting Jim Montgomery's mindset, and he's answering questions on, are we rotating the goalies? Like, what are we doing? I know Matt Grzelcyk was a big sticking point for him last year. He still kind of has to answer that question, but maybe in the opposite direction. A lot going on.
I think they'll probably be okay. Like it's going to be 2 weeks from hell, no matter what, whether who wins. But like, I think they're going to be okay. Just when I look at Toronto and I see what they have on their back end, like they're not great defensively. They don't have great goaltending. At least the one thing that I lean back on is that in the playoffs, your back end typically wins you series, not your goal scoring up front. And so, you know, it's been the same story every single year for the Leafs. And I think they've gotten a little bit tougher. They've gotten a little bit more bite to them, but they still don't have a great defensive team. And the Bruins, when they're playing their best, are a pretty good defensive team with elite goaltending. And I think that could win them the series.
Especially when you talk about goaltending, you look at the Bruins and you say it's either Ullmark or Swayman, and you kind of know what you got, about a 916 save percentage for either of them. But you look at the Leafs and you look at Samsonov, 890 this year, Wall with a 907, Jones with a 902. It's like, all right, so who are you starting for game one?
I'm begging to see Martin Jones.
As long as it's not the e-bug, they're fine.
I mean, famously, the Leafs
need the Zamboni driver.
Yeah. I mean, I think that Jim Montgomery is going to learn from his mistakes last year. I'm not worried about kind of the goalie rotation. I think that he'll have a little bit quicker of a trigger, presumably for better, maybe for worse, but can't really go all that much worse than what happened last year.
For sure. No. Thoughts on the games.
Could be shorter. Yeah, that's true.
Thoughts on the Bruins power play and, you know, the, I guess the adjustments that Montgomery's been trying to make in the last few games to make something happen.
I mean, it's not great. One goal in your final two games of the season. Maybe you're talking about, you know, did they tank and back into the playoffs on purpose so they could get the Leafs in the first round? I mean, I think that would be, it'd be bad behavior. It would be a loser's mentality, but could look at it with a skeptic and conspiracy theorist eye and say, maybe they're not quite as bad as they looked in the last few games of the year. It's such a small sample size anyway. I think it's probably best to not look super into it, but you're probably going to want that power play going at a higher clip once the playoffs get going, especially because, you know, if Pasternak is carrying the load and they're not getting goal scoring from the, you know, your bottom two, bottom three lines, it's going to be a tough situation, tough sledding.
You know, that reminds me, I have a bone to pick with the seventh player award. So Trent Frederick, right? Who had like one point better than
Trent
last
Fred season. And Eric.
Sorry. Let's the three players that had one point better than last season, right? People say that Pasta doesn't do anything in the playoffs, which the hell are they on? Trent Frederick has yet to record a point in his postseason career. Danton Heinen, on the other hand, now I'm not going to get too much into the seventh player award rhetoric, but it's to that end, the depth scoring that you want to see. Frederick needs to get going, and it needs to be a lot sooner than whenever he was planning on starting last year, because it didn't end up going that long.
Really, it's all the guys that have like a little beef to them and can get in front of the net, because like the Bruins are not going to make a deep run like looking sexy. They're going to make a deep run by getting to like within 5 feet, crowding the crease, taking away goaltender's eyes, and just scoring ugly goals and being annoying. And that's what they need. On top of what Pasternak might do, what Marchand might do, what like their higher end talented players might do, but like they need guys to get ugly and get goals any way they can.
And for the record, Pat Maroon, ideal male form.
I was going to say JVR is going to win a game in OT with some like stupid garbage goal, but he's going to do it. Like I feel like on that path that you're saying, Pete, like guys like JVR, who early in the season I was super impressed with, and then he kind of quieted down. I mean, most of that production was when it was on the power play, but
as somebody who's in his mid-30s, I can absolutely understand why JVR has wound down at the end of the season.
Yes, absolutely. And it wasn't even at the end of the season. It was like in January.
Yeah, I too Let's have be been honest. Winding down since January.
It's been like the last like 3 or 4 years.
Yes, but I mean, at the beginning of the season, he was great really at the impressed of the year. Me. So I think maybe playoff time, he could shine. I hope. I don't know. You can never really make a concrete guess in hockey, but
yeah, I just think that like they're going to need to be like a meat and potatoes team, probably more than they want to be, but that's how they're going to do their damage.
Do damage, bringing that back from the Red Sox, but making it hockey.
Get those great vibes back. Yeah. So, I mean, we did see last year how little it might matter how a team finishes. So, I mean, I'm okay kind of excusing that last part, but also Bruins really did ride high off of another ridiculously hot start at the beginning of the season. So it might be fair to just look at this roster and go, I don't know, are they really that good?
Somehow yeah, they I have 100 more games in playoff experience. But
100 more games in playoff experience, like from last year,
just the entire roster. I was looking at it earlier because I always like to figure out like who's going to be the guy that ends up being Justin Williams and goes off.
Well, I mean, they traded for Pat Maroon, which seems like a cheat code in right. that regard. But you know, I don't know how much I'm like leaning on Pat Maroon in the playoffs, although that's basically the entire reason why they went out and got him. So he's got a lot of pressure on him.
Yeah. They got him while he was injured and probably injured until the playoffs.
Anything less than a hat trick per game is an extreme disappointment.
Yeah. I mean, there are guys like Jake Guentzel who also perform well in the playoffs that also, you know, do
would've
things
been nice.
On the ice. yeah. I don't know. We kind of talked earlier in the year about how, you know, maybe this isn't the year to go all in and, you know, use some of that cap space in the offseason to bulk up the team a little bit. But now it doesn't really feel like there are many free agents to go after. So does the trade deadline feel like kind of a missed opportunity this year?
Not really. I didn't think they were going to like fix any of their problems, like in, you know, unless you make a massive splash. Like, I didn't think they were going to do a whole lot at the trade deadline. I wasn't expecting them to. I did find it like weird the moves that they made. Like Andrew Peak didn't really move the needle for me. I know he's like kind of a Derek Forbert replacement, and Pat Maroon, like you said, was injured for the entire second half. So like not really helping too much down the stretch. But like I think at the end of the day, you're kind of just like, you look at the Eastern Conference and you're like, it's pretty wide open. So like you get hot at the end of the year, and like maybe you go to the Stanley Cup final, you go to the Eastern Conference final, just based with the group that you have. And you know, it's hard for me to say that I was disappointed by their trade deadline. I was more just like kind of confused by the two moves that they did go out and make.
Correct.
But the thing that I keep going back to is like, they won the President's Trophy last year, and when you look at recent trends, yeah, the President's Trophy has a curse that carries with it in that year, but like the following year, 4 out of the last 6 President's Trophy winners have gone on to reach the Stanley Cup final the next season.
And that seems to be like an every other President's Trophy winner thing. And so Colorado won it in 2021, then won the Cup in 2022. All I'm saying... Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, if there were one sport where I would believe the like crystal healing kind of science about it, it would be hockey.
Manifesting.
Yeah, I think it just every year there's just like a team that goes insane with like a couple of players get really hot. Sometimes goalie gets hot.
I really hope that the Bruins make a run this year, like for obvious reasons as a Bruin fan, but like with this team in particular, it would drive people fucking insane Like I've already seen so many times the daily faceoff lineup card tweeted out by like a fan of another team and is like, y'all really worried about this team or like this team really top of the Eastern Conference. And it's just like JVR third line, like Justin Brezzo. Like, it's like, what is happening? It would drive people fucking insane. Like Rangers fans, Leafs fans, Carolina Hurricanes fans, if the Bruins were to come out of the Eastern Conference with this team, it would just be like the biggest, it would be the biggest thorn in their side, and it would make me laugh so hard.
All right. Well, I hate predicting playoff hockey.
Let's not.
Because it seems really stupid. I wasn't going to. I was just going to say, so let's end the conversation there, and then I have a game to play. Drew, do you want to like splice in the ad read here?
Yeah, sure. So if you use code THPN at DraftKings Sportsbook.
We know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening on the ice. With this week, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in Connecticut. Help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. cdkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2024. All rights reserved.
All right. Pete, do you mind playing a game with us right now? It is called Tweet Blackburn.
Oh, God.
I'm going to read a tweet or a quote, and I'll let each one of you go, and then you'll have to tell me who tweeted it or who said it. Drew, let's start with you.
Is one of the answers potentially Pete? Is it like Pete or not Pete?
Yeah, I'm like,
because you say you called it Tweet Blackburn.
Tweet Blackburn. All right. Last night, my brilliant pal Ben Ireland and I won a British Journalism Award for investigations into the state of mental health services and the impact of austerity politics on communities. Hasn't quite sunk in. Thank you to everyone who trusts us to tell us their stories.
Is this the Pete Blackburn in the UK?
It sure is. You got it.
There's like some soccer fan or soccer reporter in England who is also named Pete Blackburn.
This is Peter M. Blackburn of Nottingham.
I thought I was going to have to try and come up with an answer. So I don't fucking know. Like, congrats, but what the fuck? That's great.
Tax Somebody's cuts for the well-off and online. Relatively well-off amid a homelessness epidemic and while public services are falling apart around us. Shame on this country and those who govern. Ignorance and performative pantomime ideology politics are the real lifestyle choice here.
Oh, that's our Pete.
Yeah, that was me. For sure.
That was you.
No, that was Tucker you... Carlson.
that was also Peter Blackburn. Some of you have never fallen down UFO rabbit holes on YouTube at 3 a.m. and it shows.
That's Joe Rogan.
That is you, Pete Blackburn.
Wait, I tweeted that?
You tweeted that.
Probably during a marble stream.
What year was this?
This is pretty telling. This is May of 2020.
Yep, that sounds right.
Yeah, that explains a lot.
2020 to 2022, none of the tweets count for anything now.
You've brought the Boston Bruins into my life. I'll let you know on my deathbed if I'm angry with you or not.
Oh, that's got to be the British one.
Yeah, is that the British one?
Yeah, if that's we Peter let it... M. Blackburn.
Yeah, okay. Because like I got in a playful fight with him the other weekend, and somehow it ended with me convincing him to be a Bruins fan.
As any conversation with the Bruins fan goes, he gave up so quick of hockey.
He gave up so quick. He said that he didn't check how many followers I had when he like challenged me to an internet fight, and then was immediately like, "Oh, whoops, never mind. What hockey team do you like? I'm on board."
All right, this is an easy one. My favorite random sports memory is when this dude fell four stories out of the sky and Tony Hawk was like, "Damn, can't believe he made that 720.
That one was me for sure, and that one's about Jake Brown.
Yeah, I believe we talked about this last time you were on the podcast.
It's one of my favorite sports highlights ever, which sounds so fucked up because like he almost died, but he didn't die. So I get to say that it's one of my favorite sports highlights ever.
All right, last one.
Stories are always great.
Yes. Woke bail reform policies are fueling rising crime in our communities.
That one's Tucker Carlson.
That is Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn.
Oh, fuck.
Same thing. Same fucking thing.
There was a point like a couple of years ago, because famously Taylor Swift is from Tennessee. And Taylor Swift basically came out and said, like, fuck Marsha Blackburn. And I got a bunch of accidental tweets, and it was a tough day in my life.
Oh, almost as tough as being called out by Ellie Goulding. But
that one, I was okay with that one. I kind of deserved it, and I stand by what I said.
There's also that Matt Gaetz guy who gets all the terrible tweets when anytime Matt Gaetz does anything.
Yes.
I have one final trivia question, and it's what member of Boston's 1972 cup-winning team was also a member of Toronto's 1967 cup-winning team?
Fuck if I know.
I didn't even hear the words you said.
I'm with Chris. I was just
1967.
Like,
All right,
1972
cool.
Bruins Stanley Cup champion who was also a member of the 1967 Maple Leafs cup team.
Famously the last time Toronto won a cup. The answer is Mike Walton.
That's Jacobs somebody. Family. You could have made up a name.
I could have, but I got it from my centennial calendar. That was 2 days ago. Perfect timing.
All right, Drew, you got any fun games?
No, I do just need to acknowledge that. Thank you, Pete, for coming on, despite me drunkenly asking you twice to come on the podcast at Hockey East this year outside the garden, because I forgot I asked the first time. And so 2 minutes later, I asked you a second
time. It was a great time. No offense taken.
And the greatest thing was Lancey was like having an actual conversation with you when I came in the second. I was like, come on, Bert. And Bruins, man, we'll have you. So thanks for not letting that deter you from coming.
Of course not.
Drew just aggressively forced Pete into trade federation negotiations.
I have to admit that I did use that screenshot of Drew texting me to ask Pete on the podcast don't know what state you were in at that time, but looked like a fun time.
it was a great night for sure.
Easily highlight my life.
I went home with Sean Rajat's jacket. That's how great that night was. And I'm not giving more content.
So it was actually his jacket then. We did not steal.
Better than stealing a jacket.
Oh, my mom shipped it back to him. That was.
Yeah, I drew two for his last two on drunk inviting guests onto our podcast.
Yeah, Dale Arnold was the last. Yeah, yeah.
Gotta go for the hat trick.
That was great. I blacked out immediately after I invited Dale on. So the next day, I realized he had actually like said yes to coming on.
Incredible.
This is all right, future. Pete. Thanks for joining us.
Of course.
Yeah, everybody, go check out What Chaos.
Appreciate you guys. Have fun. Enjoy the playoffs as much as
we won't.
Yeah, I know. All right, see you guys later.